comes from the New Revised Standard Version. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and called out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we have heard these words about the very beginning of things. And as we consider them, as we consider what John is telling us, Lord, help us to embody your message into the world. May my words be your words. May my thoughts be your thoughts. Amen. Well, it is good to be with you this morning. I've been on vacation, and it is good for the soul, some time for recreation and to connect with family. And while I was away, we were doing a lot of traveling, visiting different branches of the family tree, and one of those branches, I have a grandniece, my nephew's daughter, Bernadette, or Bernie, as we call her, who is 1.5 years old. And she, you know, she's starting to see, babies, you just say, oh. She is adorable, and she's starting to say words. And so as we were all having a big family meal together, every time I would walk by Bernie, her dad would say, "There's Aunt Sue." So in that section of the family, they call me Sue. Don't call me Sue, okay? Unless your last name is Reeves. My brother-in-law started it. But anyway, I'm walking by, and John's telling Bernie, "It's Aunt Sue." So John's off doing something else. Sarah, Bernie's mom, is sitting with her while she's eating lunch. I walk by, and Bernie says, "Aunt Sue." And I thought I was imagining things. And Sarah goes, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Yeah. Did she just say Aunt Sue?" And she said, "Yeah, she did." And then she did it again. She said, "Aunt Sue?" And my heart just melted, you know. I mean, now, I admittedly, if my name was Aunt Esmeralda, she would not have said my name. Let's just be clear about that. This is an easy name to say. But, and you know, it's funny because she has, her uncle is named Kyle. And she's around Kyle a lot. They all live in Richmond, and she was calling him Kaka. So, and Kyle has to put up with a lot because he's the only Hokie in a family of who's. He's trying to teach her to say kai kai. But it probably doesn't help that every time Bernie says kaka, we all are trying not to laugh at her. So names are important, right? When somebody knows our name, we are thrilled. And so we come to this Gospel of John, and this beginning is very different than what we hear in Matthew and Luke, you know, because this is the beginning, the very, very beginning. But, you know, we love the Gospels of Matthew and Luke because they are full of things that you can put costumes on, right? They are, you know, you have wise men and shepherds and donkeys and Mary and Joseph and the baby, and there are things you can put on the stage, like a manger and an inn and all of those things, a star. We love that. We love that we can do that at Christmas time. We can bring all of this out and hear and see the story, which is why we largely pass over John's Gospel until Christmas is almost over. But here we are in the beginning, and John takes the long view. We are at the very beginning of everything. The world comes into being one word at a time, one name at a time, and that word is Jesus Christ, is the Christ. You know, everything comes into being through him. As the scripture says, he was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. So this word, or as in Greek, it's logos, is there with God when God says the first big bang word and everything starts to unfold, to be created. God, who took on human flesh, comes to us as Jesus Christ. And it's interesting because, you know, Jesus' name comes to us from the Greek, and it's Yeshua in the Greek. And that's a shortening of what it would have been in the Hebrew, Yahashua, and it means God is salvation. And what's sort of mind-bending is that an angel came from God and told Mary what God's name would be, right? And we, names mean something. Jesus came and was named God is salvation for a reason. Now, I learned this. It's strange how things happen. I read this in a book, and I thought, that can't be right. But then I looked it up, and there's been statistical models made about that. People relate to their own names. So if your name is Dennis, you are more likely to become a dentist. That sounds odd. That sounds very odd to me. But they actually did a study, and so they looked to see, and people named Dennis, Denise, Denna, Denver, or Denny are more likely to become dentists than people with names like Walter or Gregory or Sue. And it's been statistically showing that this is true. So, and I was thinking about this in terms that I could understand, and I was thinking, well, it's true. I know ministers that are named, have last names like Good Pastor and Good Son and Christian and Lord, and there are actually a lot of ministers with first names like Chris, Christian, Kristen, or Christy. I don't know if that affected their call to ministry. I don't know. But we identify with our names, and we should identify with Jesus' name. But the thing is, we also bear another name, and that is Christian, a name that we should identify with, something that should have meaning for us. And so, you know, if you have tried to teach someone to do a somersault, you know that you don't just say how you do it, right? I mean, if you have a child and you're telling them how to do a somersault, you get down on the grass with them and you do the tuck and you, well, maybe you don't do the roll, but, you know, you get it started and you show them this is how you do it. And that's basically how the Word, God, Jesus Christ, came into the world, so that we could see the heart of God. We bear Christ in our name, and we want to be the incarnation of truth and grace as Christ was for us. Jesus Christ showed the world what it meant to live as the incarnation of God in the flesh, the Word made visible, made, well, as something we could talk about and listen to and hear and emulate. And so God is salvation, is expressed through us. Now, names can be complicated. I was reading about a man whose name is Kirti Rajsen. Kirti Rajsen Parmar. And he came as an international student to Ohio State University. And when he showed up at the administration building to register, the registrar just sat there and looked at his name and said, can I call you Kurt? And his aunt was with him, and his aunt said, no, you can't call him Kurt. Said, that is not his name. It is not his name. She suggested that they call him Raj, because Raj is part of his name, Kirti Rajsen. And so they called him Raj. And he said he liked that because it had kind of an Indian flair. Kurt was just too American or something, Western European. And so he, his friends called him Raj for that first year. And then in his second year at school, someone called him KP. And so a lot of people called him KP. He said that was kind of his brand, his second year in school. But he would always tell people before they called him KP, you know, my name is Kirti Rajsen. And so that they knew what the KP stood for. And then, you know, a little while on, people started calling him Kirti, and then they got more comfortable. They called him Kirti Raj. And then he went to work somewhere, and a friend of his called him up at work and asked for Kirti Rajsen, and they were like, oh, is that your whole name? Is that your, you know, that's, teach us how to say your name. And so he taught them how to say his name. And now at work, they call him his whole name, Kirti Rajsen. It means king of fame. And he said, yes, I'm kind of famous around Ohio State University for having the most difficult name to pronounce that they've ever seen there. And he said, so king of fame, it kind of suits me. And so I like that, he said, it suits me, because we are Jesus' people. We are Christians. And that name given to us by the Word, it suits us. It suits us. We should identify with that name. We should be remembering God is salvation, because it suits us. It calls us to embody that name. So let's live up to the name of Christian, God with us in the flesh. Amen. Well, it is good to be back with you this morning, to see all of you here. Ministers go on vacation. I still go to church. But it's good to be back here with you.